Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Morning Report. It is August 7th. It's Friday, 2020, in the year of our Lord. I trust that you are well today. Got lots to talk about, the hits just keep coming. It is absolutely phenomenal. Some talk about former Vice President Joe Biden and his remarks about black diversity and black thought, especially when compared to Latinos. And Nancy Pelosi has a little bit of a meltdown while talking to someone from PBS. It's so funny how anything that, or anybody that goes against their narrative, that goes against what they're saying, the slapdown is coming. Yesterday, Biden's remark to the CBS reporter about his cognitive abilities, he had to get a little slapdown, although the CBS reporter was just throwing up a softball, underhanded, slow-pitch softball for Joe to knock out of the park. Joe made sure that he understood, uncertain terms, that this was not a subject that he was going to talk about. Just wasn't. So, yeah, there is that. Lots going on, and it just continues. The hits just keep coming. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And we've got an interesting case about having to do with our friend James O'Keefe. Going to play the audio from his latest video and talk about what some of us, who do this kind of stuff may be facing soon. People like James O'Keefe, frankly, at the tip of the spear. But this could be some of our future. This could be some of your future. So you want to hang in. You want to come back. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back right after these messages. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-1942. 6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. dbctampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com, and you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com. All right, good morning. That's me being the literal. That's the hammer. Yeah, that's me. Okay. Anyway, welcome back to the program. My name is Will Lawson. This is the Morning Report. The Morning Report is a production of Fight Back Media, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com. Thank you ever so much for spending a little time. We have said, I've said on basically every form of this program that has existed, that the most dangerous person to the African-American community is the white liberal. And I don't know how smart I am. As a matter of fact, I think that in the dictionary next to the phrase, just below average IQ, is my picture. I really think that. And I found out years later that Malcolm X said the very same thing. I was not much younger than I am today when I found out that Malcolm X pretty much said the very same thing, that the most dangerous person in the African American community is the white liberal, because they act like foxes. Hard to see. They're smiling. We don't know what, we don't know what they're up to. Well, and then it's too late. They've stolen something. It's too late. And this is what we're seeing. This is exactly what we're seeing. Black people are actually being told in a sense that the white liberal is their savior. The very same people who were your oppressors will be your liberators. Not sure how that works. Not sure how that's ever worked. But now, again, we're in a time where a lot of what is true is bubbling to the surface, like air bubbles in a tar pit, bubbling to the surface. Because truth will only ascend. It can only be held down so long. There is a scripture in the Bible in Luke that basically the end part of it is, for out of the abundance of the house heart, the mouth speaks. Listen to this particular, I want to make sure I get the right one, this particular clip.
I just called about the single barrel shot.
No, that's not the one.
We can build a new administration.
That's not the one either.
By the way, I put that program together to provide. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Are you going to reengage with Cuba, though? I mean, I'm specifically wondering about, the Florida communities that are, incredibly interested in the Cuba issue, and see status given to Venezuelans while Cubans are being deported.
The answer is yes, I'm going to engage. Yes. And by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. You go to Florida, you find a very different attitude about immigration in certain places than you do when you're in Arizona.
So, the African-American community is not a diverse community, according to former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democrat nominee for President Joe Biden. The black community is not diverse, not diverse in thought. We're monolithic. And if you're monolithic, we don't really have to work that hard for your vote, do we? We just don't. A few platitudes, toss them out there, one size fit all. And you know what? Black people are happy. Just, you know, just kneel. Little Black Lives Matter. Everybody's happy, right? Little, oh, by the way, he's a racist. Little racism talk. Little fear. You know, some giveaways. Black people are happy because, again, with a few notable exceptions, not quite sure what that means. I think he may mean me. I'm pretty sure he doesn't mean me, but okay. Black people are not diverse. And I guess, because I'm learning not to really take offense to stuff, but and I guess I probably shouldn't take offense to that. But maybe I should. Maybe if I don't take offense, I should take notice. And maybe you shouldn't take offense to it either. Maybe you should just take notice. You know, Stephen Smith, Evan called, you know, and a couple of days ago, he sort of bit back, a sellout. Basically, you know, he's not selling out. He's looking out. I'm not selling out. I'm looking out. I'm just saying what they say. I'm just noticing what's being said. So if Joe Biden says that the black community is not diverse of thought, what is he saying that we are? Monolithic? Simple? What's he saying? So at the end of the interview, it doesn't get any better. You would think that somebody would have got with him and said, you know what, you know, I don't know whether you should have said that, but that's not what happened. Let's see if I can find the clip.
I just called about the single bail.
No, that's another story that's going to blow your mind.
We can build a new administration that reflects the full diversity of our nation and the full diversity of Latino communities.
The full diversity of our nation. The full diversity of our nation. So diversity is a positive thing, right, Joe?
Now, when I mean full diversity, unlike the African-American community and many...
Unlike the African-American community. Full diversity is a good thing, but it doesn't exist in the African-American community. What is he saying? What does he think about African Americans? What does he think about black people in America? What does he think? Who does he think I am? Oh, I know who I am. I'm a notable exception. See, and this is the problem with the statement. This is the problem. And again, I'm not offended. I just noticed. I'm not offended because I know who I am. And I've known who I am for a number of years. But what does that mean? Shouldn't black folks notice that before they, you know what, put the yard sign on, put the bumper sticker on, you know, buy the t-shirt, do the whole nine, you know, a campaign, do all that stuff. What is he saying about you? What does he think about you? You, he's, I mean, not now. And I'm not talking about, you know, clips from 30 years ago when he talks about integrating schools would create racial jungles. Ouch. I'm talking about today. Interesting. Don't you think? Don't you think that's a little bit interesting? Listen, if you think that this is interesting, please go to the website, www.fightbackmedia.com, www.fightbackmedia.com, www.fightbackmedia.com. Scroll down, enter your information in, join us for Fight Back Underground. something that we're launching on Monday, Fight Back Underground, where you're only going to hear about stuff, we're only going to talk about stuff through background channels like emails and the website. That's it. You're not going to get any notice on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. It's only going to be Fight Back Underground. If you want to be involved, you got to go to the website. You got to let me know. I got to have your email address. All that stuff has to happen. We'll talk more about that later. And tell me what you think about what Joe said. Send me an email, wls860@gmail.com, wls860@gmail.com. You know, the left just don't like, I'll say it that way, when you don't just go whole hog into what they're saying. If you challenge them at all, they don't like it. Not at all. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. There was an interview that Speaker Nancy Pelosi gave with PBS. Now, these are, again, she didn't do a sit-down with Ben Shapiro. You feel me? She didn't do a sit-down with Thomas Sowell or Walter E. Williams, or she didn't do a sit-down with Rush Limbaugh or Mark Levin or Laura Ingraham. She was talking to Judy Woodruff of PBS. Let me say this again to you. She was talking to Judy Woodruff of PBS. So they're having this discussion about the coronavirus bill that's coming out, and there's been some back and forth, like there is in any legislation, you know, in any legislative process, basically how legislative processes ought to be, right? And Woodruff, I'll just play the clip.
Republicans are making is they are now showing flexibility in money for state and local governments. This is, again, a difference. Democrats want more money. Republicans want a lot less. They are saying they're willing to show flexibility. And they're also saying a lot of the money that was passed in the spring, Madam Speaker, has not even been spent yet.
Okay. She's just saying this is what the Republicans are saying. This is what she's saying, and that's all. This is Pelosi's response.
Well, if you want to be an advocate for them, Judy, if you want to be an advocate for them, let's know what the facts are.
I'm playing devil's advocate here.
No, you aren't.
To ask you for your position.
You know, I mean, the point is...
No, you're not. Because this woman just doesn't want to be challenged in any way, shape, or form. She wants to get on... PBS is one of the softest landing spots for a leftist that could have been created. She just wants to get there, and she just wants to talk crap about Republicans. She just wants to do that. She doesn't want to answer any questions. She doesn't want to clarify any points. She doesn't want to make any justifications. She doesn't want to do any of that because she doesn't feel like she has to. She doesn't feel like she has to. She doesn't want anything true about what any of the Republicans says are saying brought to her attention. This is what the Republicans are saying. What say you, Madam Bitch? Pelosi. And then Pelosi goes, "Well, if you want to advocate for them, is that not the same leftist nonsense that you get when you post something on Facebook?" Well, if you just want to be one of those knuckle-dragging, MAGA hat-wearing Trump supporters. No, I just asked a question. We are getting to the point, and this is super important, folks. Write this down, my friends. If you can't ask a question without having somebody come back with some Trump derangement syndrome fueled response. We are in a dangerous place, a very dangerous place. When we get back, we're going to talk about a story that illuminates this very dangerous place right after these messages. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop, at 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. Welcome back. Welcome back to The Morning Report. Again, The Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com. 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 I trust that you are well today. It is August 7th, 2020, in the year of our Lord. We got a couple more things to talk about today. You know, we are in a weird place, but a very dangerous place too, I think. We know that our friend, who's a friend of this program, James O'Keefe, has done some incredible work in exposing some outrageous things that go on in this nation, kind of under wraps, because, you know, not everybody wants everybody to know everything. And James has been really good about exposing people, frankly, that don't want to be exposed. And here's how this kind of stuff can work against you. I'm going to play the audio from James's new video, and then we can have a small talk afterwards.
Shotgun?
What's up?
Yeah. Just interested in a shotgun.
Gentlemen, looking for anything in particular?
Looking for a shotgun.
All right, let me go run this real quick.
You have to run me through the system, right?
Yeah.
The federal thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is a federal background check.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Denied you.
Denied?
Yep.
Sorry, you were denied.
Denied?
Ah, man, unfortunately, they denied you.
Denied?
You're an American citizen. You haven't done anything wrong. Now all of a sudden they're shoving a polo stick up your ass.
Project Veritas, the videos.
Oh yeah,
that's who I am. I don't know if that's something to do.
That's why I know the name.
Yeah, yeah.
I recognize. That's why I know the name. You're James O'Keefe.
Yeah.
Dude,
I hope it's not retaliating against me because of my journalism.
I'm probably sure it is. I bet you it is, that's and you crazy. Probably have a lawsuit on your hands.
This is James O'Keefe in upstate New York outside this gun store. I was just denied my constitutional right to purchase a firearm. They gave me this piece of paper. I'm on some type of federal list. Apparently, the FBI has erroneously put me on an NICS background check system as a convicted felon. The problem? I'm not a convicted felon. I intend to go to a few more gun stores in the area, attempt to purchase a gun, and document what happens.
I'm sorry, you were denied.
Denied?
Yes.
They don't like you. You're in the newspaper business, man.
That's right.
If they don't... And I'll tell you, if it infringes off your work,
yeah,
get a lawyer, file a complaint against the FBI.
NICS, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, exists to prevent felons from purchasing guns, and I have no problem with that.
Denied.
Yeah. Is that typical?
My lawyer and I believe this error, which is denying my constitutional right, stems from my unjust prosecution in 2010 for entering the public office of then-Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. Prosecutors said I had violated federal law by entering the premises under false pretenses. I actually used my driver's license. So this week, I'm announcing I'm going to file a lawsuit in federal court to have my name taken off of this list, and I'm going to get my constitutional rights restored.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Do you think that James O'Keefe's name and all the things that go with just his name that sort of identify him, Social Security number, all that stuff, erroneously showed up on that list just as, oh, I don't know how that happens. What the hell? Do you really? Or do you think that it is retaliation for his work? Now, you know damn well there's retaliation for his work. So if some of these folks in the deep state who are willing to go after someone that everybody knows, see, this is the thing. If they'll go after somebody everybody knows, and if they go after somebody that everybody knows, and the guy will say something about it, what makes you think in 100 years, they won't go after you? Your name won't end up on a list. That you made a fuss at the doctor's office about providing information about your sex life, because we've all been asked that you made a fuss that you didn't end up on some list. And that big government is coming to your backyard to restrict you from some activity that you otherwise have right to do. I'm just asking a question. I'm just hoping that you think about what this means. That it is James O'Keefe, yes. But do not think that these things will not fall into your front yard at some point. Or can't fall into your yard at some point. Which is why Fight Back Underground is so important right now. Fight Back Underground is the most important thing going right this very minute. We are launching it on Monday. We need your email address. We need your information. So go to the website, www.fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com. Enter your information, including your email address, and we will start getting out newsletters, and we'll start getting out things that, quite frankly, we don't want everybody to know. We don't need for everybody to know. That's what we're calling it, Fight Back Underground. It launches Monday. And you want to know about it. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Peace.
Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActiveCare. ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActiveCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActiveCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.
At Zenni, we believe everyone deserves access to high-quality, affordable eyewear. That's why we offer stylish prescription glasses for men, women, and kids starting at just $6.95. Our online factory direct model cuts out the middlemen, so you save. At Zenni, you get the same quality frame and lens options that you'd get from an optician for one-tenth of the price, including blue blockers, progressives, prescription sunglasses, and more. The best part? Try on any frame, anywhere with our 3D virtual try-on. Zenni.com. Eyewear for everyone.